Well, hello there, everyone. This is Jerry the Camel Guy. We just opened up a brand new dealership for used camels, located three flicks of a badger's tail outside the Silent City, right here in the sinking sands. We got single hump, double hump. Heck, we got a guy that'll hump you for a nickel. Oh, that was horrible. Lord, please forgive me and my transgressions during this time of great savings here only at Jerry the Camel Guy. Used camels and badger kebabs. Bring the family. Have a good old time.
Jerry the Camel Guy is not responsible for burns, bites, falls, stalls, explosive diarrhea, dysentery, or badger attacks that may occur upon your visit.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You are... Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational thing.
Entertainical, entertainical,
practical, practical.
This is what we call
Gentle Silverwing Show. Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 3rd of July, 2012. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning in my loins, the tailor of fine armors, the destroyer of dragons, the sparkler of sky shrine, the firecracker of love, the reason we have a maturity this morning at the top of the show.
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR. That's up and running 24/7 for the OGR elite to come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkwin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkwin?
Good. So I burn your loins? Isn't that kind of hard to sit down?
Hon, I've been saying that for 5 years!
I know, but I just wanted to comment on
you
it this time.
You burned my loins with your sparkler of sky shrine! In the firecracker of love. Moving on!
Okay.
Let's go back in time. Okay, let's go. Alright. Tomorrow,
Wait. Listen really carefully. Do you hear that? Sort of like a groaning or a sighing, like when you remove a large burden and it kind of relaxes, you know that sound you hear?
Okay.
Don't you hear it? I hear the servers groaning because I just cleaned out a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, you cleaned out your banks.
Yeah, all the extra things that I've been putting away because, hey, that looks cool. Maybe I'll wear that. I will never find pants to go with this, but, you know, that sort of thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I dumped a bunch of stuff. I kept some because it's just... You know.
And did you sell it on the broker, or did you just destroy it?
I transmuted a bunch of them, and I prayed to my God with the other half, and me and Bristlebane are like cross-your-fingers type, you know, buddy-buddy. We're right. Close.
All right.
He likes me a lot.
Are you sure? Are you sure he's just not tricking you into thinking that you're liked?
Maybe, but, you know, we'll see. Next time I pray to him and want a miracle or something.
You could be yanking your chain,
I'm set.
All right. All right, then. So, tomorrow, here in the United States, it is Independence Day! Independence Day. Of course, that celebrates the Declaration of Independence, where we declared our independence from the British monarchy. Damn you, Britain! No, we're cool with Britain now, so.
We miss you.
No, we don't!
Come on over for tea! We'll have
this. No! That's what the whole Right to Bear Arms thing is about! Don't come over for tea!
What, we can't have them over for tea?
Well, not uninvited.
Aww.
I'll tell you what, you can have Surgeon and Trevor over, okay?
Sure.
Orlok
well,
and...
I know a few more English guys, so they can come too.
Okay. Well, my one of my newer guildmates, Lyndon, is from England as well.
Well, he can come on over too. I'll have a nice pot of tea.
She, actually.
She. Well?
Have a nice spot of tea.
We'll have crumpets and biscuits and... Well, no, we won't have crumpets because those things are really a crappy, but we'll have something good.
I have no idea what a crumpet is.
I have made crumpets before, and they're really not that great.
Okay. Well, we declared our independence from crumpets and bad English cooking.
I'll turn you on to biscottis.
Piscotti?
Or scones. Yes, scones.
I believe I have had scones before. I'm not sure about biscotti, though.
Yeah, I made you some and sent you, but you didn't particularly like it. It was more of a half-moon-shaped cookie with chocolate on it. It was hard. Told you to suck on them.
Okay, yeah, I remember now. Yeah, they were too hard for me.
Well,
the thing with biscotti
is you're supposed to dunk it into your tea or coffee that you're drinking.
But I don't drink tea or coffee.
Well, then...
Do I dunk it in my
warm
soda?
Warm up some Coke and dump it in it.
I'm not going to drink warm Coke with soda. Are you kidding me?
How about hot Dr. Pepper? I never could get you into that.
Ew! Hon, you dunk chocolate into anything carbonated, and you're just going to get a bunch of fizz.
Well?
That's it. You can call them fizzy scones. Fizzy scones!
No, the scones wouldn't be... No, biscotti.
Oh, biscotti. Sorry. Okay.
Fizzy biscotti. You tried to say that three times fast.
Fizzy biscotti. Fizzy biscotti. Fizzy biscotti. Aha! So there. I do want to take a moment and apologize to everyone for last week. I do have a yearly bout with depression, and I do equate it to summer. Because, well, I'm used to warm, sunny summers, and here in Washington we have, well, clouds.
Cool, overcast, and it was torrent rains today.
When was the last time we saw the sun? Is there a sun?
Ago.
Is it gone?
No, you know, it's coming back.
You know that is actually something we have in common with England.
What?
Crappy weather!
They do?
Oh, yeah. It always rains in London, they say.
So we're, like, right up there with London?
I guess.
Ah, cool. I like it. So yeah, the rest of the country's burning up.
Pretty much,
and
yeah.
We are cool and overcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, People would kill us to have this weather right now.
So, yeah, I do have to apologize. My, yearly bout of depression. Okay, we went live at 7 o'clock last week. And...
We were off the air before 8.
And at 7:05, my wave of depression hit. I swear, the intro started, and then just the life was sucked out of me.
I didn't do it!
No, it wasn't you. It wasn't you, it's just, you know, the intro was about halfway over, and I was just like, oh, God, I just can't do this week.
I don't know, I kind of wonder, you know, I come up with all these cool questions and topics to talk about, and it's like, I'm depressed.
Well, okay, admittedly, the list of topics you had for last week...
For you!
No, they were all bitch fest, son. You had no positive feedback whatsoever. It was just complain. It was like, oh, God.
There was no bitch fest.
Yes, there was.
There was not.
I'll get the email out and we'll read your subjects. Complain about this. Complain about that. What the hell's up with this?
Let's talk about them. Try to figure out why.
We're not bringing it up because I don't want to break the goddamn momentum again. All right, so I do have notes. I do have some notes. So let's see here. Where the hell are my notes? Here they are. All right. EverQuest 2, especially Linda Carlson, of course, has announced the winners of the Poets Palace Dungeon Contest.
Yay!
Yay. And what we have here, they chose 5 winners, Oh, no, I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3 winners. Let me separate some of my notes here. There's 5 lines, but 3 winners. Okay. Let's see. There's one called The Scars of Love. I wish you didn't have to be level 20 to visit these things, so we can go check them out. One called The Scars of Love by Pixie Wrath of the Freeport server. Another one called The Lovely Bones from Severus of the Oasis server. And the third winner was Area 51, made by Rafferty of the Unrest server. So congratulations to them. I believe, what, they were supposed to get some rare LON loot or something like that?
Weren't they? I don't know.
I think that's what they were supposed to get, some rare LON cards or something like that. All right, so congratulations to them. That contest is over. Let's see. We do have 4th of July coming up tomorrow and a couple of things going on. Right now, there is currently a double experience going on right now. It's going to last until like midnight tomorrow night. So through the 4th and then stopping on the 5th. Another thing that's going on for the 4th of July celebrations is double station cash. All day tomorrow, double station cash. I did not see any provisions on whether or not it had to be a card or bought online. So I'm assuming it's just double station cash. So there's that. But of course, it would have to come like 2 days before my payday! I'm just going to have to... I'm going to have to like send them a notice saying, okay, my payday is this day... And every 2 weeks after. Can you please put one of those friggin' double station cash days like the day after I get paid? It always seems to happen like the day before I get paid. And that doesn't help me. Because I can't do it. Oh well.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. It's Brass's fault.
It is?
Well, no, probably not. What the hell do I know? Anyway.
There's also something going on in game. It's the Summer Fireworks Festival, you know, where you go to the different cities like Freeport, Kinos, New Hallis, Nariak, Kelothin, Gorowin, and you do a little quest and you pick up a little firework for that specific city that's repeatable.
Uh-huh.
There's also a free sparkler on the station store.
Ah, all right.
They're... equipable as appearance, so you can be swinging sparklers when you're fighting, you know?
All right, let me see.
So that's cool.
Where is that? Is it in the dollar store? No, I don't see anything for free in the dollar store.
No. It's under festival.
Oh, I see it. Summer Fireworks Festival. There you go. You can get the festive sparkler.
So you might as well get them while you can.
And it is not a multicolored sparkler. It is just a white sparkler. Didn't they have a multicolored sparkler 1 year?
I don't remember.
Neither do I. But I think I actually have one of these sparklers on me. Yeah, I have the festive sparkler on me currently. But you can have more than one, so...
Well, that's why you put one in each hand, and when you're fighting, you know, you've got sparkling.
I'm fighting with sparklers! Back! I'll give you a little burn! Burn!
So... Yeah, there's even a video on the ZAM where somebody got a whole bunch of them and set them up to go off at the same time. Really cool.
Oh, the firework pots?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I posted a video on Facebook last year. I believe it was Chromie that set that up.
Chromie, was that your thing?
I believe that was Chromie. She set them up to go off all at once and in a pattern of some kind, and I took a video of it.
Yeah, that was cool.
And
was that Chromie's?
I think it was Chromie's. Let me check my, YouTube. YouTube.com/Jethel.
No, it looks like, is this Chromie?
Huh?
The one I'm looking at, it's got this name.
Chromey, yes. No, Selena is, that's the girl from ZAM.
Okay, she did one too.
Oh,
she's
okay.
She's got 240 firework launchers going off simultaneously.
Damn.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of fireworks.
Well, like I said, the... Whoa. Sorry.
What?
Oh, you can't hear that. It's going off, making a lot of noise.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So there's 6 cities to get the firework pots from. And she had 240 of them.
Hmm.
That's a lot. It's repeatable. You know, you just go around and pick up 10, and you can get it again and get in again. And you, so you can get them fairly quickly.
Right. Huh. I can't seem to find the video. I thought for sure I uploaded that to... oh, there it is. It's number 26 on my list. Chromie's Fireworks. Oh, by the way, YouTube, you suck.
Why is YouTube sucking?
They took down one of my friggin' videos. Nope. Looks like the appeal I did worked. I had a YouTube video there of Santania doing karaoke from the fanfare last year.
Yeah.
And I got a notice saying that it had to be taken down because it contained copyrighted material. And I'm like, dude, it's karaoke. You know how many karaoke videos are on YouTube? You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So I sent them a notice, you know, that will you look at the video before you take it down? It's a girl singing karaoke. So, and I just...
And you're guilty until proven innocent.
Pretty much, yeah. And you have experience with that, too. With
yeah,
the,
I've never fixed that either.
Yeah, the Dark Elf Girl video, I think it was. Yeah, but you re-uploaded it with another description or something like that.
There was the description, that they, yeah, but then they hit me on the Walk Alone song. Remember?
Yep.
They ripped it out of my video. Oh, there's no music.
Yep. So, we have that going for us.
But it's still out there.
Yep.
Intact. Oh. I forgot what site it's on. Someplace. Somebody snagged it and put it up someplace else.
Ah, I see.
So, whatever.
And I have to say thank you, baby.
Yes. Happy anniversary.
It's our anniversary tomorrow.
Another thing going... close enough.
Yeah, it is tomorrow.
So I can say it now.
Our hand fasting was tomorrow. And
I mean, if I got to wait till tomorrow, then you have to give me those things back.
Oh. Elkwin got me a very nice anniversary gift, one that I actually asked for. I do have a picture available at Facebook. And congratulations to Chris Lutzko, girl I went to school with, for identifying it correctly. She got me, if you're familiar with the Hellraiser movies, she got me the brass plates that go on the side of the box. There are 3 of them, so you got me 2 each. And I just now have to go out and get a 3x3 wooden cube, stain it mahogany, and attach the brass plates. And I will have my own Lemmet configuration Lemachan's box from Hellraiser. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
And I already told you what I'm getting you. I'm getting you a nice Blu-ray player for your office. Unless you want something different, then tell me.
But I don't know.
You got a DVD player, and I did manage to fix your TV.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, well, we'll figure out something else for you then. Because I have no idea what to get you. But thank you very much. I mean, I actually went up to you yesterday and said, nah, never mind. But you were like, oh, well, it'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, baby. Alrighty. So, our anniversary, and we have a...
Yeah, I gave you brass. Brass doesn't know I gave her to you, but you have brass now.
Alright.
All the things I'm going to do to that woman.
It's pretty interesting how he sent that. It was in an envelope, wrapped up in index cards.
Index cards. I mean,
but they're very thin.
They're brass, for Christ's sake. I mean, I would have put them in something with a little more substance. I mean, if that envelope had gotten folded, then those things would have been toast. I don't know. But he did a fantastic job. They're punched and etched brass, and such intricate detail. I don't know how he does it. It's awesome.
I don't know either.
I'm not knowing. So, so I will get a 3x3-inch wooden box. Stain it. I'll super glue these plates to it, and then put some clear coat over everything to seal everything up. And then I will start tinkering around with it and trying to get it to work. And, well, I'll see you later, huh?
Have fun!
No, see, that is now going to go in the my little display I'm going to be making for, I'm trying to get some reproductions and stuff like that of movie stuff. And yes, that's the Rubica Cryptic Cube. That's what it's supposed to be, represented of the, but no, they look nothing like that. But close enough. I mean, they couldn't put the actual patterns in the game for the Rubica Cube because, copyright and stuff like that. You don't want to fight that. Oh, well. And on that subject, I actually read something.
You read something?
I read The Hellbound Heart.
When did you do that? I never saw a book in your hand.
No, it wasn't a book. I was reading it online. The Hellbound Heart is the original story that Hellraiser was based on. And I gotta say, the movie actually stayed very close to the book.
I'm surprised. I never caught you reading. You must have been sneak reading.
No, I wasn't. I was in the living room. Now I thought you didn't see me. But yeah, I read The Hellbound Heart. Very good. If you like horror, that is. If you're not a fan of horror, then you really don't want to read it. Disembowelings and whatnot. Not good if you have a squeamish stomach. But, yeah.
Ew.
What? What?
Where in the hell do you get that?
What?
Crisano's Chosen Tunic. Oh, yeah. The heritage items for the Arisai. They redid that. And,
oh, they redid it?
Well, it was the tunic and then the shoulder piece were combined, but they broke them apart to this, the front, and then the shoulder piece is separate.
Oh, but does it still look the same?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I forgot, that was in today's patches.
Oh, I see. Let's see, armor sets, heritage, Arisai. Yep, still looks the same, but now the chest piece is separate.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm still tempted to get that.
Nice. Where is our Wood Elf Heritage Armor? I want my Wet Sack of Leaves.
God.
Wet Sack of Leaves. Wet Sack of Leaves. All right.
You think that's all they're going to give us?
I don't know. That's what Nobrin said. Said it was going to be a Wet Sack of Leaves. And I got a feeling, Angeletta, I have a feeling that if they do a Fae Heritage Armor, it's going to look very much like the Arisai Heritage Armor.
Why?
I don't know. I think it looks good, actually. What the hell do I know?
But I got room for shit like that now.
Yep.
I don't have to leave them in the crates because I'm too afraid to open them because I don't want to wear them just yet because everybody else is wearing them and I'm just kind of hanging on to them until they go out of style and then I'll wear one. I have room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I still have to go through my weapons. I have a boatload of weapons that I've hung on to that are like, I don't know if I want to get rid of this because it's kind of cool. Maybe I'll find a mate for it, So,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to bite the bullet and go, I like it, but I probably never equip it as...
So, toss it.
Yeah.
Now, just remember, if you have any of the heritage stuff, you can go ahead and get rid of it. You can buy it back from Shady.
Oh, well, all my heritage stuff is...
hanging up.
Yeah, hanging up.
Yeah, but
that's easy.
Yeah, go see Shady over in Nectulus on the docks. See what he has. If you have what he has in your bank, you can go ahead and get rid of it. Don't worry about it.
I don't have any of my heritage stuff in the bank. I have it up on the walls.
Well, fine. Be that way.
I've turned them into house items. Right up on the wall.
Well,
I'm
see
done.
If I care.
Just on the wall. You have to lick it first and then go...
Uh-huh.
And it sticks really good.
Oh, I missed one. There were four winners to the Poets Palace Dungeon Winner. Sorry about that. There were four. Collection of Collections. From, let's see. Apparently it was a team effort. Jamasia and Louville from the Butcher Block server. Sorry about that. Not like anyone's actually listening, but that's all right. All right, let's see. I already did that. Let's do some birthdays, shall we?
Okay.
We do have a few birthdays this week. Again, these are how your names appear on my Facebook page. I may not know your actual character name, or you may not play EQ2 at all. Gabriel Matthews has a birthday this week. Sean McLeod. Chris Kett. Guide Kiona. Assuming that's a character name. Guide Kiona. Denise Dalton. Larry L.
Jr.
Larry L. Jr. Cleric the Confused, again, probably a character name. And a friend of mine from back in New Hampshire, Carolyn Vineyard. You know, I actually asked her to marry me once.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She kind of laughed in my face, so that pretty much put the relationship on hold there.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But I lucked out. I mean, if she said yes, then you know...
Yep. She said yes, you know.
Her loss, my gain. Okay.
Exactly.
Thanks.
You're lost.
Much
woman.
Obliged.
Alrighty, so for you fine people, here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Alrighty, happy birthday to you fine people. And unfortunately, we do have at least one death of note. So let me just start this. Yes, at the age of 87, actor-comedian Andy Griffith has passed away. This is no big shock. He was 87. He will be missed. What was the last thing he did? I think it was Spy Hard. That weird spy movie with Leslie Nielsen. I'm going to look it up. Let's see. Here's a movie. Database.
You know, it's funny. Well, not funny, but it's kind of weird. Is in May, we lost Goober.
Yes. From the Andy Griffith Show, yes.
So the only one left, as far as I know, who's still alive, who's from the show at all, is Ron Howard.
Quite possibly. Let's see. He was in quite a few things after Spy Hard. Wow, I didn't realize Spy Hard was... back in 96.
That's a while ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I didn't realize that. I thought Spy Hard came out after his Matlock run. Oh, well. Well, yes, Andy Griffith, gone from us now.
I can't think of any other little kids that were on it.
I have no idea.
I used to watch that growing up.
I think I did. It was in reruns and stuff like that.
You would have got reruns.
Oh, definitely.
I got to see it when it came on.
Yeah.
At least that was one of the few things. That and Disney I used to get to watch, you know?
The Wonderful World of Disney every Sunday night.
Sunday night. 8 o'clock. It's Disney! Gotta watch Disney!
Nope. Now we know that Disney's evil.
It is.
Evil and corrupt, I say.
It is. I don't know what it is. If it's a Disney movie, I'm going to bawl my head off.
No. You didn't bawl your head off in Brave.
I was having a problem.
Having a problem with what?
Not crying.
Okay, that was a problem? Were you expecting to cry, maybe?
No, I didn't want to cry.
But there was no crying scenes in that, hon. There was...
No, but there was some, you know, some moments that were kind of boo-hoo-ish, and...
There was?
Never mind. I'm a girl and stuff. Chicks. Yes.
Chicks. God.
Chicks. Yep.
Let's see how
that
it is.
Definitely a mother's daughter movie. Anyway.
I would say so, yeah.
We never talked about seeing Brave either, so...
No, we were going to talk about that last week.
And we didn't.
Nope. No, Brave was good. I enjoyed it. That's not only a mother-daughter movie, but it's definitely a daughter movie, though. You know, I guess Disney and Pixar were like, you know what we're missing? We need a female action princess. We need an action princess that's, you know, female instead of letting all the guys do all the action. And that's what they did. It was good. I enjoyed it. We didn't bother seeing it in 3D, but, you know, it stood on its own. 3D would have been just a gimmick for it, an extra $2 a ticket. So go out and see Brave. It was good. I liked it. And make sure you stay till the end of the credits. We missed out.
We know what happens, but we're not going to say.
Right. Well,
but we didn't get to see it.
Yeah, it is too new. Let's not go with that.
No, we'll have to go see it.
Well, I'm not going to go see it again.
No, they have to.
Oh, they have to go see it. Okay.
The listeners, people listening to us, have to go see it.
Right. Now, I dare you all to go see Brave, and as the little girl is talking, not picture brass. That's all I could think. Like, wow, brass really has that accent down. All right. Lalayla is telling us that it's almost here.
What's almost here?
July 15th to the 21st is the 6th Annual Festival of Unity.
Mm.
We'll be taking place in Antonica.
Join the
jousting.
Jousting,
archery.
The archery contest.
Fey Iron Chef.
Okay, yeah, the cooking contest is always fun to go watch.
And much, much more. I believe they do have a Facebook page with a schedule and whatnot, if you'd like to participate. Antonia Vale server, July 15th through the 21st, the Festival of Unity. If you're evil, well, show up in disguise and don't piss anybody off. Lyra is apparently doing the scavenger hunt once again.
The famous scavenger hunt.
And looks like she has a book. The 6th Annual Festival of Unity Scavenger Hunt, Official Rules and Clues by Lyra. Lyra, is that on the broker, perhaps for low money or something? So people can, you know, check it out? Or you're just going to be handing it out? Oh, just a secret. It is a secret. So you will apparently get the book at the beginning of the scavenger hunt.
Ah!
Yes.
You know,
I want to say a big thank you.
To?
The Online Raiding Alliance.
The Open Rating Alliance.
Open Rating, yeah, Open Rating Alliance, ORA, which is on AV server, and it's the channel if you'd like to join. Apparently there's this buff that you're supposed to get, debuff. And I never had it, and I tried to get it, but I never got a group that would, you know, a two times group to the Tower of Foes and Shadow that would not just do a little section and quit. So I was stuck missing like half of the quest.
Uh-huh.
So we did that, and we did the single group version. So I did all my mirrors, so I have official access to the times two, which also updated finding the Dane, which is part of the Kuldane ring quest type stuff. So I have my debuff, and I want to thank Sully and those of the online or the Open Rating Alliance for doing that. And it looks like we'll probably go again and help some other people in the rating group that I'm in to get theirs too later on.
Yay!
I still want to kill What's-Her-Face up there in the two times, because I really would like that house item. Oh,
What's-Her-Face?
You guys know which I'm talking about. The Sorrow or Ray. Somebody link it. It's the one with, she's got her flowing robe, she's in the skimpy outfit with the skeleton fingers holding her boobs up, and she's got her hand out in a flame.
Hmm.
The Sorrow of What's-Her-Face.
Tessara?
Tessarina. They'll probably look it. Somebody will link it here shortly. Maybe I can pull it up from Zam.
Alright. Oh.
The Curse.
Tessarina's Curse. Lyra just linked it.
Yes.
Ooh, I like
that. Tessarina's Curse. And the only way to get that is by finishing Freeing the Dane.
Freeing the Dane.
You get that after you find the Dane. Finding the Dane. So, yeah.
My
and
question
I guess
is,
her fight's a real PETA.
My question is the Dane in the closet? Is that where you can find him?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. He's holding your prisoner there.
No.
But, I really want that. But, you know, by doing this too, I also ended up finishing some other quests that I had called the Fallen Swords. And through the course of that, I found out that Rodenthyr, is that how you say his name?
I don't know.
Rodenthyr, the Godslayer, the one that supposedly had the two swords of destiny, the one that Lucan had and the one that Antonia had, are supposedly the swords that he uses to kill gods.
Okay.
Anyway, the Sleeper, what's his name? Starts with a K.
Caravan.
The Prismatic Dragon. He ended up attacking Thyr and stealing his god-killing powers.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have them really under control. So he's sort of really unstable.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there was a meeting of the gods, and they were trying to figure out what to do because they couldn't just go off and kill the dragon because it would blow everything up. Everything. Everything, including them.
Mm-hmm.
This is god-killing powers. And Reyazek, you know, got really pissed off because they were just taking too much time and broke from the council. And that's why Drundr's here. Now, I didn't know that. Okay? Drundr is his first step into the world to come in and kill the Prismatic Dragon. So I'm looking at this quest going, wow, okay, this quest gives me the lore to what's going on and why this is here and blah, blah, blah. And it ties in with Tessarina, you know, why the Tower of Frozen Shadows become more active because, you know, she wants in on this too. But, you know, I would never have learned any of this lore without doing this quest. I just don't think that's all that fair. I would like to have known all this ahead of time. This is a wonderful story. It's part of our world.
Well, too damn bad.
Yeah, it is, because I'm looking at it, and I will never be able to finish this. You know, as it goes on, you know, I've got to go do the ring quest in Stormgorge, and nobody does that anymore. And then, I mean, it goes on and on and on. Eventually, you got to go to the Plain of War. You know, I'm not raiding with anybody that's going into the Plain of War. Some of them are going to Drendel. And they're saying the quests are important. And that's why people who RP and raid get that one, get that lore. But the thing is, how many RPers out there really raid? And how many raiders really care anything about the lore?
Probably not many.
Okay, Maisie, I will continue to go down this quest line if you believe that ORA will get to the plane of war. I hate doing quests that I will never get to finish. And I hate missing out on lore. Because isn't the lore part of our world, part of the storytelling of how the world's evolving? I mean, Drunder just showed up. Okay, that's all I knew. I didn't know why, and there was no way for me to find out why. Not for the common, you know, person. I don't know. I would like to see him get away from that, honestly. Because a lot of people like doing the lore, and they may not be able to do the questing or the raiding that's required in order to progress the lore story so you know what's going on and stuff. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, do you care?
Of course I do. I'm a role player.
Is this all news to you?
Yes.
You didn't know that?
I did not.
And if I had not been able to be with the Open Radiant Alliance and finish some of this and go, oh, really? And look up some of it and read a little bit more and go, oh?
Never would have known.
Never would have known.
So what the hell, Sony?
There's a place in Eastern Ways. It's called Drundra. I don't know why it's there, but anyway. So, yeah.
What the hell, man? What the hell?
Really? I mean, if they're going to put a storyline down that explains different things that appear in the world and why they're there, I really don't think they should tie them into, well, you've got to raid in order to find out why. I don't know. Is it just me, or...
No, it's not just you. I mean, let's face it, most raiders don't RP, and most RPers don't get to raid. So putting key pieces of lore in raiding zones doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Because the raiders, they don't care. They just want to get in there and get the loot. Yeah. That's all they're worried about is killing the mob, everybody doing what you're supposed to, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I never finished out the other Tower of Frozen Shadow stuff, because all the groups I were with didn't care about getting mirrors or doing, it was just get in and kill. I had parts of stuff done, but I never could finish because nobody was interested in finishing it. I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just, you know, just hang on, follow the tank, kill stuff. That's all I do. And
pretty much.
If you ask any questions in some of these groups I used to be in, nobody knew and nobody really cared and they didn't have time for that. So it's hard. And I hate just power-throughing script that's been... These guys put their heart and soul into crafting these quests for us with script and text and stuff, and I would like to read it. You know?
Yep, I know.
Don't yell at me because I'm not with you, because I'm still trying to understand what this quest is for me since I'm reading this, you know? It's not like I can come back and read it later, because once I go boom, 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 except, that's it. It's gone. It's scrolled off. So, I don't know.
I know what you're saying.
I think the lore makes our world if richer and more alive, and I'd like to appreciate the work that is put in by the SOE team when they craft quests and the lore and stuff. You know?
I agree.
Because of ORA, I am seeing areas that I've never seen before. I have never done any of the Kale Drakel stuff. I did one zone, and my chest piece dropped, which was the rest of the set for the Rygor or something like that. And we killed King Tormak. Was it Tormak?
Tormak, I think.
Yeah, killed him the other day. I've never been in there before to do that. That was cool. That was really cool. But yeah, I've never done the group ones for K. Drakel. I have one quest that has something to do with giant toes.
Never
finished that. Yeah, I
have going around hacking off giant toes?
You're supposed to collect giant toes.
You psycho!
I don't know.
Just walk up, hey, giant, how you... No wonder they're pissed at us. We're stealing their toes. The hell, man?
I don't know.
What the hell, man? What the hell? She's coming back for more.
And yet, Maxis is saying that there's a Khal Drakel statue quest. Yeah, I love this stuff. But, you know. I'm learning that as I've been getting better gear and stuff, there's a lot of stuff I can go back to do.
Yeah.
With me and my merc. Like I said, I could go in and I can solo 3 mobs and it's in the shard 8.
Going around stealing giant toes. That's a way to get your foot in the door.
They're stinky toes.
Oh.
So, but I'm having fun. And, I've never been to the top of the Frozen Shadow before either. In this world. In the old world.
I've landed.
Every time we turned around, everybody was going to the Tower of Frozen Shadow to go up to the wedding party and crash it to get somebody a diamond ring.
Hey.
Somebody was getting married.
Hey, I've been to the top of the Tower of Frozen Shadow. Well, you know, the very top on the outside. But I've been to the top.
But in the old days, didn't you go to the Tower of Frozen Shadow?
Okay, Katili, we know it goes on non-RP servers too. What I'm saying is, raiders generally just want to get in there, get their shit, and get the fuck out. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not
tactics.
Saying that. What's that?
Plain tactics, that's all. Tactics and loot.
Yep. And it's been my experience, anyway, that most raiders are just like, what are you doing back there? I'm reading the lore. Get your ass back here! You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Read the lore on your own time.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I can't get here on my own time, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm part of a raid, don't you know? Because I can get here anytime I friggin' want to. Oh, anyway.
But in the old days, didn't you go to the tower for the
top? Oh, yes. I've been up to the top.
And every time somebody got married, it was, okay, let's go to the tower for the
Get a diamond ring, yeah.
Yeah, got to go get the... She didn't drop... I don't know if she drops the diamond ring again at all. I didn't see one, and I don't know what her loot table is.
That'd
be kind of nice if she did, sort of. Yep. Hell, we used to clear it out and have the wedding up there.
Oh, there you go.
That's what some of us did. Well, we got the diamond ring. We're in the wedding chapel. Let's do it!
Sure, why not?
Only problem is, things respawned in that tower. So it's a quick wedding. Do you? Yeah. Do you? Okay, let's go.
Yeah. You get the short version.
And then we'd go to someplace like the Bobbleshire, or not the Bobbleshire, to Rivervale, to the, Misty Thicket.
Yeah.
And take over one of the hills out there and have a party. And, when you drank in EverQuest 1, you'd really get drunk. I mean, tunnel vision and everything was quiet.
Nice. I'm looking at Tiasura's information at Sam.com, trying to see if she drops the ring. She drops 640 items.
Yeah, good luck. Sort through that.
Wow. Okay, / find ring. Does she get a Pain Bringer, 5 rings is a book.
And did you know? No. She doesn't get married in it. Well, she does in this version. But back then, was it her getting married?
Or somebody else? I think so.
I thought it was somebody else.
Or maybe, I don't know. I don't have a freaking clue.
Do you want to know who she was supposed to get married to in this version?
Mistmar.
Yeah.
I knew that.
And do you know why he won't marry her?
No.
Because he feels that she is not dark elf enough.
She's not dark enough.
She is not pure enough. She's not a pure dark elf.
And it brings shame in his family, and he doesn't love her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's cool. There's a whole script up there you get to watch. Those two interact. I loved it. Loved it.
Nice.
But, you know, you're a vampire dude, and you're talking. I mean, jeez, call the kettle black, will you? Jerk. I feel sorry for her.
All right, we're going to take a music break. And we'll be back in about 10 minutes. And see, what we're going to do here is we're going to play the song I sang as part of your anniversary present.
I know, I like it.
So here we go. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Returned. So do you like your song, hon?
Yes, thank you. I love it.
That was As the World Falls Down, David Bowie from The Labyrinth. I love that movie.
Oh, speaking of The Labyrinth,
hmm?
You were telling, we were looking at the stuff in the marketplace.
Yeah.
What's that new one? The Buccaneer Brawler Armor Crate.
Yeah, we mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, hon. It is Jareth's costume from The Labyrinth.
Exactly. I couldn't believe it. He showed it to me, except for the peg leg.
Yep. Actually, the funny thing is, if you look at the post I made at Kithacore.org, let me go to Kithacore. JethoCore.org. Source for all things Jethel and Elkman. Let's see, it's probably back on page 2 at this point. Yes. You scroll back to page 2 at KithaCore.org. It has Labyrinth comes to EQ2. The funny thing is about that peg leg, hon. If you blow up the picture that I have there and look at the picture of the doll, the Jareth doll, that the costume was based off of, the position of his left foot, it's back and it's like straight toward you. It looks like a peg leg. So that's probably where they got it from. So that is kind of funny. But yes,
it
is.
I do know that the peg leg is a separate pair of boots, so you could actually wear a peg leg on other outfits.
Oh, that's nice.
So you could change the boots. Wasn't Jared's cape different?
He didn't wear a cape with that outfit. No.
Right. Yeah. No. You sure?
We'll have to watch the movie now.
I thought it was a three-piecer.
And we have it on Blu-ray!
Or a black cape or something. I don't know.
We'll have to take a look. So, yes. I like that outfit. I haven't seen anyone wearing it, though.
I haven't either. How come you haven't?
I don't have the station cash to get it.
Oh, and I can't gift it to you. I still have to petition that. I don't know why.
But no one can gift.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Nobody can gift. They took it away.
All right, let's ask the channel. Check your station cache and let us know if you can or cannot gift an item, if the gifting button is grayed out or not. I'm curious, because I've heard people do it.
They used to. They stopped doing it a couple of months ago.
I don't know. I've heard people saying they could. Rowan can't gift.
No gifting.
That's 2.
Told you.
That's 3.
No one can gift, hon. They took it out. The problem was, that somebody found an exploit on it of some kind. So they took it out until they can work it out. So that's that.
Well, poo, then I can't gift it to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's all right. So, what we're going to do now is something we haven't done in several weeks.
And that is what?
A couple of weeks ago, I made the suggestion that some people send us something in the old email, and somebody took me up on the offer.
Yay!
So now we bring you to...
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Hiding Elkwin, right here on the Jethel Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
All right, this is Hiding Elkwin.
And here I thought I was getting out of it.
Nope, sorry. So this is Kiting Elkwin, and this is how we play. I have 10 questions of doom for Elkwin, and I have
they
the answers.
Want to hear me scream, don't
and,
they?
And actually, you might do well on this one.
Think so?
So what's going to happen is I'm going to answer the 10 questions. Depending on how many questions she gets correct, is how many messages I want to receive in-game. So, for example, if she gets 5 correct, I want 5 messages in-game. The 5th person to send me a message will get a random item from the swag box. Are you ready to play?
I guess so!
Ha-ha! Sprung it on ya! You had no idea.
I had no idea. No chance to run for cover.
Now, like I said, you may do well on this because the what these questions are is the heritage items. The heritage quests.
Oh, no!
So I'm going to name the name of the quest, and you've got to tell me what the result is.
Oh, do I have time to run home?
No.
Damn! Because I have them all at home! Oh,
nope, sorry.
This is terrible. Okay.
Sec here.
This is not good.
Sure it is. It's all kinds of good.
No!
I just love that I snuck it up on you, too.
and I'm out in the middle of someplace, and if I was just at home, I could say, yeah, sure, go ahead. Yeah, I'll just go into my library and go look.
Okay, well, you should be able to do well on this one, because you've done all the heritage quests.
Yes, but they've all been long ago and far away. Gut hit me with them.
All right, here we go. Number one, Casualties of the War of the Fae. Casualties of the War of the Fae. I will give you hints. It was something that we had in EverQuest 1. They all were!
You asshole.
Okay, something you had in EverQuest 1.
Well, I my guess would be a bow.
Which bow?
The true shot bow. See?
There was no true shot bow.
It was, yes, there was.
It was Mason Trueshot who had you make the bow. Anyway, moving on.
Technicality!
Ritzy's four parts. I did not know this was a heritage quest.
Yeah, and I did that, and it was...
This is one I haven't completed.
I have. I can help you with it.
But what was it?
Ritzy's. Well, it was something really good. I wish I was home. I could find it. It's up on my wall!
Go gate home real quick!
Ritzy! Fine, let me go home.
God's sakes.
Well, that one was a bow.
Yes, but which one?
I don't remember. It was
supposed to know these things. Rowan got the first one right. Thank you, Rowan. She sent me a tell on that one.
That's not fair. It's not going to tell me what the item was.
People in
the
hey, people in the channel know what it is. You're supposed to be knowledgeable about these things. I'm the one that's not supposed to know crap.
I do them and I put them up on the wall and I forget about them.
Seresh got that one correct. Come on, hon!
I'm zoning. It was a bow. That's all I remember.
Time is ticking down.
It was a bow. It's okay. It's a bow. All I remember, it was a bow.
Oh, sorry. Number three. Are you at your house yet?
Mm-mm.
Hurry the hell up, will ya?
I'm zoning. Zoning to the guild hall so I can get into my house.
Traveling through time. Are you there yet?
I'm getting there. I'm zoning into my house. So unfair.
What?
So unfair.
No, it's not. I'm letting you cheat by looking at your heritage items. How is that not fair?
Try to pick the right one. I have a wall full of shit. Why don't you ask me the one about the bag?
I don't know which one that is.
Fine.
Number three. Let's see. An ancient desert power. Ancient desert power.
It was the eye of something. Oh, it was the paw of Opal or something.
The Opalit paw?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No. It's the scepter of Rosen, whatever. It starts with an R. It was a scepter.
All right, we'll give that one to you.
It's going
to
be a short quiz, man. One tell. So the first tell. No, I was kidding. Keep going.
All righty. The Lost Legend of Lava Storm.
What? I know I've done it, but...
The Lost Legend of Lava Storm. I think you had to go around getting banners and stuff like that.
It was two in Lava Storm.
Well, I'm only looking for one of them.
Oh, hang on, I'm zoning.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm running to my library. My library is this way, yes.
My finger's going to the wrong button.
No.
Lost Legend of Lava Storm.
I have to go all the way upstairs. Let's hope the bookcase is rendered.
I don't care.
Lava Storm.
10, 9.
I give up.
8.
I'm gonna do that.
7. So, come on. Lost Legend of Lava Storm.
Lost Legend of Lava Storm. I don't see anything here. It looks right.
I think I ought to make a provision on here that if someone from the channel tells me before you do...
It wasn't a crown, was it?
Legendary
crown of T-R-A-N... IX?
The crown of Tranex. She got it. Alright. Number 5. Snuffing the firelight. Fire Knight. Snuffing the fire knight.
Snuffing the fire knight.
Yes.
Snuffing the fire knight.
It's something Tosta really wanted for Christmas.
Cube.
Don't even remember her own videos.
Oh, there it is. It's on the Cloak of the Flame. I know that was Snuffing the Fire Knight.
All right. Now this one, if you don't get this, I will personally go downstairs and spank you.
I mean, like that.
Justice for JoJo.
But that wasn't really a heritage quest.
Oh, for fuck's sake, hon. Justice for JoJo.
It was those damn claws.
Of? Alright, well, I'll give it to you.
I don't even have those claws up on the wall. I wonder what I did with them.
I don't know, I was wearing them for a long time.
I'll have to dig them out and that was an heritage quest, was it?
Okay, what about 3 Sheets to the Wind?
I have no clue on that one. I have it up, probably.
Alright. That is the White Dragon Scale Cloak.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, it's in a box on the floor over here.
Essence of a Prophet.
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
Mm-mm.
No?
I know I've done it.
Do you want to make a guess?
Essence of a Prophet?
We don't even care whether
the
or
essence
not we
or
care.
Just essence.
Essence of a Prophet. I just gave you a perfect hint, and it's not even from the game.
What did you say?
We don't even care whether or not we care.
Oh, Lodi Shield.
Alright, number 9. Digging in the Dirt.
Grimblade?
Correct. And last, but certainly not least, this is way too easy. The 10 rings.
The what?
The 10 rings.
The 10 rings.
Don't make me shake up the cat and put him down your shirt. The ten rings.
The 10 rings.
Rings.
That's not the name of the quest, is it?
Rings!
The only rings I know are the Coldain rings.
Yes! How clear could I be on that?
God! Yeah.
Let's see what you got here. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's pretty much what you usually get. 7 correct. Let me clear my chat channel here. Come on, clear the fucking chat channel. God damn it. clear chat tag. There we go. Okay, number seven. If you, number seven, send me, people send me a tell, number seven gets an item from the swag box.
And what was it? Oh, a number seven.
Tell number seven gets an item from the swag box. So let's see here. Casualties of the War of the Fae was the Rain Caller.
The Rain Caller. Yeah, but you had to have the True Shot bow first before you got the Rain Caller.
Yeah, but the Rain Caller wasn't...
And I have that one up on my wall.
Ritzy's four parts.
Bow of the Underfoot.
Yep.
I have that up on the wall.
Let's see. Ancient Desert Power was a scepter of Rahotep. You already got that one.
Yep, I got that on the wall, too.
The Lost Legends
of Lava... I know which one it is.
Okay. The Lost Legends of Lava Storm was the crown of King Trenix.
Which is really not a crown. It's a...
Kind of a helm.
Silver helm.
Yeah. let's see here. Snuffing the Fire Knight was the Cloak of the Flames.
Yeah, and I have that up on the wall.
Justice for JoJo, the Mythical Cause of JoJo.
I don't remember any JoJo in EverQuest 1, do you?
No, there wasn't.
So how can it be
Yes, there was.
What?
JoJo was a Kara on Kara Island off of Toxolia. He was a Karen.
Okay.
Not a Vashir, a Karen. I do remember him, or her, whichever. He was in Kara Island in Otis. Okay, Three Sheets to the Wind was the dragon scale, the white dragon scale cloak.
Which is in a box.
Okay. The essence of a prophet, the Lotus El Shell Shield.
Oh, I should put that up on the wall.
Yes, you should.
I haven't put that up on the wall yet.
And for those of you who didn't get the hint that I gave her, that was the giant turtle Morda from The Neverending Story. Don't you care that the world might die? Care? We don't even care whether or not we care. Apathy. Digging in the Dirt was the Grimblade, and the Ten Rings was the Coldane Insignia Ring, or more specifically, the Velium Coldane Insignia Ring, which I still have not completed. Probably because
Neither have I, because
I have to go into the Tower of Frozen Shadow to do it. All right, so I'm looking for number seven. I still have not received seven tells. Send a tell to Jethro if you want stuff from the swag box.
Stuff from the swag box.
All right, now we have seven. Let me see what we got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is Lyra. Lara from the Antonia Vale server gets an item from the swag box. Do me a favor and send me an in-game mail with your real mailing address, and I will send you an item from the swag box. Congratulations to Lara, the Frostfell Elf. All right.
Good questions.
So, if you'd like to see Kiting Elquin again, and you'd like to a chance to
torture
win items
me.
From the swag box, or if you wanted to be Kiting Jethel, send Elquin the messages, the 10 questions of doom.
Just send it to elquinjenna@gmail.com.
Or if you're a Facebook friend, you can send it by message on Facebook. Or something
that
like that, to either of us. Mine is demon@kithacore.org. Hers is elquinjenna@gmail.com. Or Facebook us
with your 10 questions.
And I'll gladly kite him.
Damn you, woman.
Let's make him scream.
No!
And moan and cry.
No!
I think I did that one time.
Just because you weren't fair.
What do you mean I wasn't fair?
You weren't fair.
I was fair.
How dare you ask me questions?
Yep.
All right. So let me check my notes to see if there's anything else we need to cover.
Show notes. Do you see that we didn't talk about the new wings? What do you think of those?
Oh, the black wings.
The black wings.
I like them. Again, I don't have station cash to get them.
Not yet. See, now you could have asked for that for your anniversary.
I'm not going to ask for something from station cash for our anniversary.
Why? It's because the EverQuest were together.
Well, yeah, but I would like something, you know, physical.
I thought I gave you that.
Physical. We're going to get physical.
You just want to play with the cube. You want to play with that cube and hope that Pinhead shows up.
The cube!
You know, nothing good ever happens to anybody that plays with that damn thing.
Nah. It's okay. I just want Doug Bradley to show up so he can find whoever made the last Hellraiser movie and kill them! Oh my god, they came out with the 9th Hellraiser movie of the franchise, and this one blew goats. Oh, I mean, there were a few of them in there that can, oh, really? You know, some of them got a little corny.
You watched a whole bunch of them the other day.
I watched all of them. And the last one they made, I understand it went pretty much like this. Miramax Films was about to lose the rights to the franchise unless they make another movie. They threw this piece of crap together in three weeks just to keep the franchise alive. Doug Bradley, the actor who played Pinhead in 8 of the 9 movies, was appalled by the... He looked at the script and he's like, really? Really? Seriously? No. Not happening.
Crap! So they got somebody else.
He turned away. They got somebody else to do it, and the guy looks nothing like Doug Bradley. He looks like Pinhead on steroids. He had a fake British accent. He looked horrible. He acted horrible. The script was horrible. The actors were horrible. What the hell? They were just taking bits and pieces of other Hellraiser movies and throwing it into the script. There were no special effects to speak of, except for, you know, blood. But I made it a half hour into the movie and shut it off. I was insulted by this. I love the Hellraiser franchise. I was insulted by this. They should be fucking ashamed of themselves. I know that's what Doug Bradley's saying. Anyway. Alright, so let's see here. The Gorwin Fair is still going on. So if you need anything red for your home, go on down to Gorwin. What's new and exciting at the Gorwin Fair? You can go to kitthegore.org. And go to, on the menu there, go EQ2 and then City Fair. Choose the Gorwin Fair, and I have a gallery up there of all the items that is available on the local specialties merchant, Chris Weathers. Not much in the area of new, really. It's same stuff as last time, and they're pretty much just balancing it out with the rest of the cities. If one city has something, then, well, every other city has the same thing. So nothing really exciting, but I do like the look of the Gorwin Brazier. And you like the mechanical weather vane.
Yeah, that was cool. I liked that.
That was neat. Other than that, it's just red building blocks, and there's a new sign where you mouse over and it pops up a window instead of just reading something to you, you know?
That's nice.
So it's not like the magic mouse. And that's about it.
Well, they have the aerial races going on.
Oh, yeah, the Aether races are going on. But that goes on, you know, every city.
I know.
So, nothing new there.
It's always nice to
And fireworks, of course.
Yep. I only have one more city to go. I'm in Hallows now.
Well, I have tomorrow off, so I'll go around and do stuff, and who knows, I may actually hit 92 tomorrow because the double experience thing.
Now, you never finished Itzy's thing for the bow?
Hmm? Oh, the bow of the underfoot?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Oh, I can always help you with that.
I remember we went in there and pretty much got our asses handed to us.
And you can get fireworks from Freeport. They're in North Freeport. And we won't get our asses handed to us this time.
Well, no, considering that you can go into the hard solo duo instance and solo it yourself.
Yeah, I can one-shot the dragon. I love it.
You suck. I can kill her now, too. It just doesn't take... It takes me more than one shot.
It's okay. You can do it.
All right, let's see what and, else.
And Lyra, I already got Freeport's fireworks. Yeah. They fixed it today.
Oh, all right.
It was in the patch notes.
I have not. Have you tried getting into the test server? I can't.
I've heard a lot of people are having problem getting into the test server. It's up and down.
No,
you
no,
just keep trying.
I can't even get to the character select. It, you know, it starts the game, and then this application has stopped responding. I get that. So I don't know.
I haven't tried it. How do you? Can you get to it from the station launcher?
Nope.
No.
Oh, the launcher go. When you start the launcher up, you click the thing that says English,
uh-huh.
And then you can choose British, European, whatever. But on there is the test server.
Should be able to get to it that way.
I've tried that. That's where I'm locking up.
Hmm. Have you tried loading the test server? Is there a separate executable file?
I don't
for the test server?
There is not one that says test server request you, whatever, you know, like it used to. It's not there.
Huh.
So, I don't know. I can't get into it. So, I have not been able to see the new Kinos. I understand it is on the test server, and people are getting mixed reactions to it. Some are saying, wow, it's really nice. It looks cool. Others are saying this was kind of pointless. All it is a refacing of the areas. I mean, you still have to zone. And, you know, considering the huge overhaul that Freeport got, people are feeling a little slighted on this one. But, let's keep in mind that when they did Freeport, Freeport was trashed. They did a whole quest line where Freeport was pretty much wrecked. So they had to rebuild the city and do all this stuff. And
so it's not going to be one continuous zone from north, south,
and
harbor?
I understand the harbor is now part of the south. It separated northern Freeport, Kinos, southern Freeport. So, like, the harbor is now part of the south, and I'm not sure what suburbs survived, if any. So, I don't know. I can't get in to check it out.
Well, boo.
Oh, well.
You're saying Freeport lags horribly now. At times it does, I will agree.
Okay, I'm getting a message here from Karel on the Freeport server. He recommends updating my DirectX. Because he was having the same problem. So, okay, yeah, I'll go to DirectX and update, make sure I get the latest one, and try that again. Okay, Karel is saying North and South Freeport are one zone. Eldar Grove and the Harbor... Oh, yeah, okay. I was going to say, wait a minute, Eldar Grove isn't anywhere near the harbor, but yes, it is.
I guess that's not too bad.
Okay. Alrighty. So let's see what else is here. Oh, yeah, we do have a tournament going on at kithacore.org. And people seem to be having fun with this. Go to kithacore.org, you will see a thing there for the tournament. It's like the third one down. I have gathered up notable NPCs and pitting them against each other in a nonsensical tournament. First round, we had Nagafin versus Mistmore, Antonia Bale versus Lucan, Interuk versus Illarissi Mar, Nathan Ironforge versus... Quo or Ho, whatever you call him, Ogryn. Now, whoever won those battles are moving on to the next stage, and those winners are Nagafin versus Antonia. Illarissa Mar versus Quo. So Quo beat the fuck out of Nathan Ironforge. All right. So that round is going on right now. I will keep that going until probably Friday. So, you know, 3 days. I'll keep that going until Friday and then the next stage. Now, this round two is odd because only one NPC will be removed. So the next round, round three, will be a triple threat. That's right, we're pulling a WWE and we're making it a triple threat match.
Seriously?
Seriously. Honestly, it's because I screwed up the brackets.
And you forgot.
I completely. It's like, oh, wait a minute, round three was only supposed to be two people, but I have three slots. Okay, well, that's all right. We'll make it a threefer. So, on round two, only one NPC will be removed, and it'll be whoever gets the least votes will be removed. And then the next one will be three on, you know, will be all three of the winners, and then going down to the final two, and then we will have a victor. I'm going to laugh like hell if this comes down to Nagafin versus Quo.
That would be funny.
It would be funny indeed. So, kithacore.org, and click the link for the tournament. That's going on right now. And so far, it looks like Nagafin is beating Antonia, and Illarissa is beating Quo. So it may come down to Nagafin versus Illarissa. So we'll find out.
Well, I just did all the cities, and I have all six fireworks.
Yay! I've got them from last year, and they're just sitting in my house in an odd room. I don't know what the hell to do with them.
I think I got them out on my balcony in my Gismore Estates.
All right. Update news on Jethel's Wicked Little Carnival. I have been working on it, and there is now a fire surrounding the whole thing and fog banks, so it all looks dark and mysterious. I've added NPCs.
I think you need a sideshow.
Yeah, we can do that. So I have NPCs up, and I have a three-ring big top. I've used some, what are these things? Rickety stage stairs to make bleachers surrounding the three rings.
It looks really good, and I like the act that you've got put together for that.
Thank you. I've went ahead and emoted out and macroed Tales for a Penny.
That's really good. You should watch it sometime.
For the from the Devil's Carnival for Jethel's act on this. I did it at the Soulfire last week.
And they loved it.
Yes. Got a standing O.
Standing O's are good.
Yay.
It's better than sitting O's.
Or Cheerios.
Yeah, you go.
I don't know. Someone stands up and gives you a cheering ovation. Is that called a Cheerio?
No.
You
That's
sure?
What you tell people when you say goodbye.
Cheerio. No, I like mine better. You stand up for a cheering ovation. It's a Cheerio. All right, so let's see. Notes. Reminder, this is the beginning of the month, so check your LON for your free deck.
Mine doesn't usually show up till like later.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. I normally don't remember until the middle of the month.
Yeah, that's usually when mine shows up.
Yeah. And let's see, the tournament, we already covered that. We already mentioned that it's our anniversary. We're having a cookout this weekend. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay. We're having a cookout this weekend. Got some friends coming over.
We're going to cook them.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Rochelle, my supervisor, says she cannot come.
Aww.
She's already had plans for this weekend, so. But Death Metal Nick said he's definitely coming.
Cool.
Dead Metal Nick. Tim is coming. Becky, Jackie, and Paula.
Cool.
So we're going to have some people over. We're going to cook out. Going to see my great big grill, baby.
He's going to whip his grill out.
Excuse me while I whip this out. All right, let's see here. Let's see. Stuff coming up in game this month. The Kinos update will be coming live this month.
Ooh.
Sometime. They're also doing updates to PvP in the Battlegrounds. Class focuses are changing.
Yeah.
I haven't done a whole lot of research on
that. I don't know how that's going to work out.
Yeah. Let's see. When you go into the dungeon, the player-made dungeons, you will be able to play as your character. Is that going to be an option, or you're just going to be doing it from now on?
I would think it would be an option, because why would we have all these avatars that
we've spent
station cash and...
Oh, yeah.
Or station...
And, dungeon marks, yeah.
Dungeon marks on if they're going to all go bye-bye. Because mm-hmm. some of them are kind of cool.
Yeah. They're going to be changing some stuff on the fighters.
I'm not sure how that's going to work out. I tried talking to you about that last week, and...
Oh, probably as well as any time they ever tried to change a class. There's going to be bitching and moaning and moaning and bitching.
Well, you know what they're going to do, right?
That's it. You've killed EverQuest 2. It's going down. Here it goes. Oh, it's like the fucking Titanic.
Well, you know what they're going to do, right?
What are they doing?
Well, they want to give...
They want to kill EverQuest 2!
...tanks more options in raids.
Uh-huh.
You know, instead of not being able to go because there's already a tank or two, giving them the ability to drop into, like, a DPS mode.
Ah.
But, I mean, they'll be like a ranger or a scout class with plate, because they're going to take damage, more damage than they would if they were tanking. When they're doing their DPS stance, they're open for more damage.
Right.
So people won't feel like, well, the slot's wasted because we have this tank here, but they'll be able to kick into, like, a DPS mode. And
what that's going to do, that's going to fuck the Rangers.
That's
gonna right.
What's going to happen
We're
to us?
We're getting screwed.
I mean, what happens if you go to a raid and a tank out damages you?
You bastards.
Well, let's put it to the assassins, who are very, you know, proud of their damage. What are you guys are going to do?
Gonna bitch and moan, and they're gonna be like, oh, you've killed EverQuest 2!
I mean, I'm happy for the tanks, because that doesn't, you know, that gives them a viable reason to, you know, be there.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually do something, so that people won't feel like that's a waste if they have another tank, you know.
Right.
You can have, you know, because, they could do DPS, you know, so...
Yeah, so you know, you're going on a raid, and you're like, well, we got one slot left... We can't find a ranger, but God, we just don't need another friggin' tank.
Yeah, and the scouts are whining already on the forum.
Sorry, do I seem unsympathetic? I'm a ranger and I'm unsympathetic about that. I don't care. I'm a role player. What the hell do I care about raiding? So all you raiding people, they're ruining you. Whatever. Sorry.
Yeah, you... Uh-huh.
What's that? Jethel being sarcastic and unsympathetic about something? Wow! I don't believe it! Wow.
I don't care! I don't care! My jokes don't go over, I don't care! Everybody! I don't care! I don't... He does not care! I don't care!
Fine, be that way.
I am that way. You know I'm that way.
I mean, I'm happy for him. I just hope it works out and it doesn't, you know.
Oh, it'll be fine. Everyone's going to freak out for a little bit, then it's going to blow all over, and everyone will be fine. I like Alyssa's thing. I got a feeling he doesn't care.
Really?
I don't know what the heck gave her that idea.
So?
Wow. Okay, well.
And then as far as them moving those
things from gear. Yeah, I don't know what sort of things on my gear are going to end up being moved as an ability.
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Yeah, I'm damaged. How did I get damaged? Look at my gear, I'm 90%. Wah!
For Leah Graff, I don't know if you're listening live or not, but mentions on my Facebook page about the Hellraiser box, wondering if there are more than one of them. There are 14. According to the lore of the Cenobites and stuff like that, Lamarchand made 14 boxes. So that answers your question.
But again, I don't care! I don't care!
You know what I'm saying. Something that interests me. So, yes, I put the little brass faceplates in a place where the cats can't get to them.
So, what is focus effects? Exactly. Like, for a ranger, what would be a focus effect?
That is... Let me get this in here. Like Archer's Fury? No, wait, that's a stance, not a focus. Or is that the same thing? So we can set ourselves for archery mode or taking damage mode. I think that's what it is. I could be wrong.
A focus effect is something that modifies one of your existing abilities. Oh, okay. So, like, some of this gear that I've gotten from Sky Shrine, it says improves the base damage of your explosive arrow by 15%. Is that a focus effect?
Might be. I don't
yes,
know.
It says focus effect will not stack with itself if adorned on multiple items.
Oh, there you go. All right, then. So they're doing stuff for that. So
they're saying that's it. Yes, I hit it. Ah!
Yay!
Ah! I kind of like it on the gear.
Well, we don't know what it's going to, what they're doing. Yeah, Don? No, just wait until it comes out. I can't reiterate that enough, folks. Wait till stuff comes out and see what it does first before you freak out.
You only get to choose 10 from the character training page. You're taking, yeah, I understand they're taking off the gear and making it an ability you select.
Ah.
Just like the other ones that you select as you're growing up.
All right. Okay, well, you know what? I think it's about that time. Unless you got something else. My voice is getting tired.
You're going to have a tell here in a moment.
I will? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, waiting. Thoughts, suggestions, solutions. Oh, one thing I did want to bring up, in case I don't know if they mentioned it on EQ Tuesday. I don't even know if they had an EQ Tuesday today. But EQ Tuesday, the long-running EverQuest 2 serious podcast, as opposed to our joke podcast, is looking for new hosts. True Flight and Zan and I, having done this for a few years now, feel it's time for them to move on. So, EQ Tuesday, looking for new hosts.
So here you go, guys.
So if you're passionate about EverQuest 2, and you like doing the research on the new stuff and blah, 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 where I actually do wild speculation... There's no research allowed on my show. If there's wild speculation and stuff like that, I'm all over it. If you want facts and information that no Norathian can do without a CQ Tuesday, so if you're interested in doing that, Win-Win has been guest hosting, but I guess True Flight's kind of fighting interest here and isn't really even playing the game anymore. So, if you're interested in hosting EQ Tuesday, God, do we have a contact thing of an online gaming radio? Let me see.
I thought there was one for Lane.
Let me see here. Yeah, you really want to go through Lane, but you can contact me as well, I suppose. Contact us. Do we have a contact us thing here?
I don't know, but you can always point them in the right direction, too.
Nope, there is no contact us here. Wait, is it?
He's looking.
I'm looking, folks.
He's trying to find it.
Yes, if you go to onlinegamingradio.com, and there's a section there that says follow us, if you click on the last one that says email, you can send a message to the folks here at Online Gaming Radio. If you're interested in hosting EQ Tuesday, by all means, we're looking for new hosts. And, of course, I want to thank True Flight, Xanadai, and Win-Win for all the work they've done on EQ Tuesday in the last few years. The longest-running show on Online Gaming Radio, and we really don't want to see it go away. So you can email us at onair@onlinegamingradio.com, and we'll see if we can keep it going. I don't want to be the last show on the station.
It's lonely.
It's lonely here. All right, I think that's it. Let's see here. Let me double check, but yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
That is it.
Sure.
Yep, that's it. All right, folks, that's it. My voice is tired. It's about that time. It's time to go to bed. Well, not to bed. I'm going to go downstairs and watch a movie or something. And, well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.